Srila Prabhupada's morning walk, recorded May 14th, 1973, Cheviot Hills Park in Los Angeles.
With green energy, it is also coming from Krishna. The spiritual energy, and Krishna himself is spiritual energy. Exactly like that. This weather is coming from sun. But sun is covered. This weather created by sun, makes himself covered. Not himself covered. It is covering our eyes. Sun is not covered. My eyes are covered. Therefore, material means when our consciousness is not developed. That's it. It is somehow or other covered. That is material. When you are scientific. The mistake of the scientists is that they do not accept two energies, material and spiritual.
No.
They accept one energy. We accept also that. But the defective, they are beginning from the material. That is the mystery. Just like this weather is beginning from light and gradually it is becoming dark. The darkest part or the dark part is called material. But the dark is beginning from light, not the light is beginning from dark. That is the mystery. They are thinking that from matter consciousness is coming. Now, consciousness is there where it is covered, degraded, that is unconsciousness. So, material means when the consciousness is forgetful of Krishna. That is it. Material means gradual development of forgetfulness. That is material. And spiritual means full consciousness of this. Is it clear? Try to understand it. Darkness is coming from light, where the light is not visible, that is called dark. This is not the nature of the sun, this covering, cloudy nature, that is not it. The nature of sun is light. But by the energy of the sun, another thing is temporarily created, which is called mist or darkness. This is temporary. This is not permanent nature. That is, material nature is temporary. The spiritual nature is permanent. our Krishna consciousness moment is to get out of this temporary nature and go to this spiritual permanent nature. Nobody wants also this temporariness. Nobody likes this cloudy atmosphere.
Cloudiness is created from the superior energy.
Yes.
So matter is created from the superior.
Creator is one. He is always superior. Whatever is created, that is created by him.
Krishna says,
I am the creator of everything. So bad or good, everything. Bad and good, that is your creation. Krishna's creation, everything good, God is good. What you think bad, for God is good. That's why you cannot understand Krishna. He's doing something in our consciousness is bad. But we do not know that for him there is no such thing as good and bad. That is the problem. Krishna is marrying 16,000 wives. Somebody is criticizing. He is so much fond of women. But we do not see the other side. He has got the power to expand himself to the 16,000 forms.
If this mist of material nature is temporary, then why bother to disentangle oneself from something transitory?
Why do you take authority? What, to take it? Why do you take on? You know everything will be cleared after a few hours. Why do you cover?
It's dangerous now.
Huh? It's dangerous. Whatever it may be, why do you take this step? To avoid this.
Comfortable.
Yes. That is Mahabharata said. Everything will come automatically. Why do you want? That is nonsense.
The Mayavadis will not be able to be so philosophical in their next lives when their dogs are cats.
Yes.
They have to have a human body in order to enjoy that philosophy.
Their philosophy is the God. One, there is only one God. So cats and dogs, there is God's lila. That is their rascal. God is letting pastimes lila by becoming a dog. That is their rascal philosophy. Paridra Narayan. Vivekananda's philosophy. Narayan has become very drunk, poor. ribs. So, with chemists, we have no quarrel. If they begin from light, they're beginning from darkness. That is our content. We say, begin from light. And they say, no, begin from darkness. Because they're in darkness. While he is in the darkness, from darkness if he goes to light, he thinks with the darkness in the beginning.
In comparison, they always compare.
Huh?
They always compare.
No, comparison. It is practical. Suppose you have been in darkness for millions of years, and when you come to the light, you think that from darkness the light has. Light when it becomes dim, that is darkness. Not that darkness light has come.
Darkness cannot exist without light.
Yes. Or in the light there is no darkness. When the light is dim, that is darkness. Similarly, when Krishna consciousness is dim, that is mystery.
Very well. That's a good word.
Yes. After awakening, when one becomes tired, he comes to sleep. Or the light, when it is somewhere or other disturbed, sleepless comes. When at night we sleep and get up in the morning, it is not that from sleeping condition this life condition has come. I slept some reason. I was in life condition, but I slept. Again I am conscious. That is it. Like a child, baby comes from the womb of the mother. From the day he comes out of the womb, if he thinks that from this day my life has begun, that is not the fact. He is eternal, but he was constructing his body within the womb of the mother, therefore he was unconscious. Now, as soon as the body is finished, he comes out and again comes to consciousness.
And again falls asleep at death.
Huh?
And falls asleep at death.
Yes. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhutta bhutya praliyate. Once he comes to awareness, and again he is unconscious. This flower, it has come from our consciousness. Again it is dry and dry, but the seeds, again it grows. Again it is flower. This is material. And spiritual life means flower only. That's all. I have got some nice, short bottles somebody has given me. I never put on shirt, neither our students. I think you can sell it.
Buttons?
What is that? Bottles, you know, bottles. Shirt fixing, collar fixing.
Is it a pin or something like that?
Yes, like that. Sure.
Huh? Gold.
Gold, yes. Yeah.
Not cufflinks. No,
Cajos.
Oh, yes.
So?
You like I buy from you?
Yes.
I give you my soul? I give you my soul for the cufflinks?
No, you take it. And sell it. Last 4 days, these shoes are not clear.
Man's best friend.
Mm-hmm. Because he has no knowledge, he is the best friend. According to the quality, the friend is selected.
The one is known by the company he keeps.
Karanam guna sangasa. The best friend is leading to take bath in that family. He'll help him. Next bath. Because he'll always think of dog. So next bath dog. Jam jam bath is swarang bhavam. At the time of death, if you're attacked to something, then he'll think of it. The next part is that.
But if one's next life is achieved by one's consciousness, how is it one cannot remember one's previous life? If the next life is achieved by this consciousness in this life, how is it that we cannot remember the previous lives?
Do you remember anything what you did last year or yesterday?
No, I don't.
So that is your nature. You forget.
Something.
Something there is possibility. Something. Somebody forgets more, somebody forgets little. But this forgetfulness is there.
This is that form of material nature.
Yeah. Just that. The stealing. Somebody steals poker, somebody departs. The stealing is there.
When we sleep, when we dream, I've been carried away by the three subtle elements. When we dream, sleeping, I've been carried away by the three subtle elements. mind, intelligence?
You are carried always by nature under different conditions. You are simply being carried by the nature. Prakriti Kriyamala. You are under the grip of material nature. Just like
go.
No, pulling the ear. That's right.
By our desires, real quick?
Yeah, you desire. There it is. That's right. It is not willing. Because you are willing desires against Krishna consciousness. Therefore, she is giving chance. Come on, here. Just stool. Become hog. He wanted to eat hog. Hey, stool, come on. This is it.
This also shows the eternal nature of the spirit soul.
Huh?
The eternality.
No, no, that is the eternal.
Because I'm conscious.
Yeah. Therefore, your consciousness is being divine. The absolute standard of Krishna consciousness is that. That is our reason. His consciousness is being misled by so many ways. So therefore, we are trying to give him the standard consciousness. Come to this point in here.
How to prove that the soul is eternal? The soul is eternal.
That is the first lesson you do not understand. You are a child. Now you are grown up boy. Where is your childhood? Where is that body? Huh? That body does not exist, but you are existing. That means you are eternal. Body has changed, but you are not changed. Circumstances have changed, but you are not changed. This is the proof of sun. What do you want more? You will remember that I did yesterday these things. Today do not remember yesterday's activities. But your body of yesterday is not this body. Do you admit or not?
Yes.
As a scientist, the body has changed already. He cannot say that 1973, 12th May, is today. He cannot say. It is already changed. But he remembers everything of yesterday. That is eternity. The body has changed. But you remember everything. Therefore, you are eternal. Body is not eternal. This is the proof. Simple proof. The child can understand. But they will not understand. That is the difficulty.
They want some more.
What is that more? It's simple fact. It's like yesterday, day before yesterday, day before that, we saw that stool that was criticized. We are seeing for the last 3 days this stool, it is not clean. But day before yesterday's body is not this body. So my body has changed. But I remember. Therefore, I am eternal. This is the proof. Eternity means I am soul. My body is changing, but I am not changing. Just like I am old man, I sometimes think, I was jumping like this, and now I cannot jump. So my body has changed. But I want to jump. But I cannot do it. So that jumping propensity is my eternal propensity. But due to this body, I cannot do it. This is the answer.
They will say, according to their observations, that nature of eternity only lasts one body.
That is their foolishness. Because as this body, that is explained the way. Tatha the answer. As this body is changing in my experience, similarly, there is another change.
Well, actually, they're able to observe this change, but they can't observe
it. You cannot observe your rascal lies are so imperfect, you cannot observe so many things. That does not mean science. You do, why don't you admit your imperfection of senses? You first will admit the imperfection of senses. You cannot see, you cannot experience. That does it mean that is science? So many dogs, they cannot understand what is the law of nature. Does it mean that nature does not exist? Why do you think you are so, so perfect? First of all, admit that you are the most imperfect.
They'll admit that, but they say the way of becoming perfect is through objective...
No. The way of becoming perfect is different. You cannot become perfect by your imperfect thinking. How you can become perfect?
Another question, Prabhupada, that could be raised is that if the soul is eternal and passes through one body after another,
yes,
how is it not possible that it accepts, let's say, 3, 4, 5 bodies and then dies?
Huh? You are accepting millions of bodies and then dies. That you do not know. So, I say that your body of yesterday is not of this body.
Yes.
Similarly, if you live for 100 years, how many bodies you are changing every moment? Just calculate.
13.
13? Why 13?
Every 7 years.
Every second. Mm. Every second, the blood corpuscles are changing. Mm. Is it not?
Yes, sir.
Then you change. As soon as the blood corpuscles change, you change your body. You do not know the science. How many millions of baht you are changing in this experience?
The stomach blocks. They really want. They want to be able to observe everything with their imperfect senses.
Yes, that is their folly, foolishness.
In the scientific terminology, the eternality of the soul can be compared with the conservation of energy.
There is no personal conservation. It is energy. It is always existing. If you say that is conservation of energy,
no. The definition of conservation of energy is the energy cannot be created nor destroyed. That means it is eternal.
Yes. Yes, that we admit. Original energy of Krishna. That is existing with Krishna, and Krishna is eternal. Therefore, all his energy is eternal.
So the living energy is also eternal.
The sun, the energy, heat and light. If sun is eternal, heat and light eternal. How is that?
They say energy cannot be created or destroyed, and life cannot be created or destroyed.
But we say that life is eternal. It is not created by the sun. It is powered only by the time. It's like I'm eternal, but last night I was powered by dreaming, sleeping, twice a yesterday and today. This is my position. I'm eternal. But because last night I was powered by dreaming, therefore I say yesterday and today.
But material nature is the absence of Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
Then where is material? I've heard you say that.
There is no material. Yeah. If you continue Krishna consciousness, there is nothing material. Just like when you offer this flower, in Krishna consciousness. Is it material?
No.
Krishna can accept anything material? No. So how it becomes? It was material in the tree and it becomes spiritual? No, it is spiritual. So long I was thinking it is meant for my enjoyment, that is material. As soon as I take it for Krishna's in there, it's spiritual.
Actually, this entire world is spiritual.
Yes. That he wants, and engage everything, engage in Krishna's service, this will be spiritual world.
So we can also appreciate?
Huh?
We can also appreciate Krishna's creation in that light. For example, this is very beautiful, because it is Krishna's.
Yes, we realize that. We don't say just like Mahārāja Pilajara said, mitya, jagat mitya. This world is false. We don't say. We don't say jagat mitya.
Nature,
yes.
What energy of Krishna?
Why can I say? Krishna has created so many nice things for his enjoyment. Why can I say mitya? Suppose if you create a nice house, very good apartment, and you call me, just see, and if I say it is all mitya.
It's also offense.
Then how much depressed will be just say I brought this thing? And this is a scary thing, this is mitya.
Our grace.
That is explained as asura, asattam, apratisthante. Asatyam apratisthante, jagadahu amishara. This is rascals. This demon, they say like that. That this is asatya. This is untruth. There is no cause. There is no ishara. These are the demonic declarations. If Krishna is fact, his creation is fact, his energy is fact, why shall I say false? We don't say it is false. The Maharani says it is false.
If someone looks at the deity of Krishna and thinks it's only stone or wood, for him it's still material.
That is his ignorance. How it can be material? The stone is also Krishna's energy. Just like electricity energy is there everywhere. The electrician knows how to utilize it, how to take electricity. Similarly, Krishna is everywhere, even in the stone. The devotees know how to utilize stone to appreciate Krishna. The devotees know. The rascal, they do know. Because the devotee has no other view than Krishna. Why stone should be without Krishna? Here is Krishna. That is real oneness. And the Mahavadi philosopher, they say oneness, but divide. This is stone, this is not Krishna. Why second? Why you bring another thing?
Good and bad. Good and bad, evil and bad.
Yes.
Is it so for a Krishna conscious man then Krishna is as much in the stone as in the deity?
Yes.
Just as much?
Yes. Oh no.
We order murtis all the way from India.
Huh?
We are ordering murtis all the way from India.
Yeah, that is stated. Everything is in me, but I am not there. This is Acinta Veda. Maya Sar, Tatavidam Sarvam, Abhakta Vastina. Maskani Sarva Bhutani, Naham Teshu Avastita. Everything is Krishna, but he cannot worship this bench as Krishna. That is Rascal.
Worship me in this way.
Yes. Just like the sunshine. That is also sun. Is it not? But you cannot say, and the sunshine is in the room. You cannot say, the sun is in my room. This is called Achinta Vedave.
Achinta
Vedave. Simultaneously one and different.
But still you said one can see Krishna in the sun.
Yes. Why not?
And one can worship him within the sun.
Yes.
Within everything.
Yes. He worships everything. We worship everything, see Krishna everywhere. We don't see the tree, we see Krishna's energy. Therefore, the tree is also worshipped. Because Krishna and Krishna's energy both are worshipped. Therefore, we say Hare Krishna. Hare means Krishna's energy. We worship everything. In our childhood, we are taught by our parents. If there is small grain and it is stuck in the face, you shall pick it up and touch on the forehead. We are taught like this. How to see everything in relationship with Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. We cannot therefore see anything wasted, anything misused. Why you are preaching? Why we are after so many rascals? That his life is being misused. Let him give some enlightenment. This is our mission. Or let him go to hell. Just like Mahavadi Sannyasi, engaged in meditation or in the Himalaya. But we have come to Lhasa. Why? But this is our mission. These people are being misused. Under Maya, let him give some enlightenment. This is our mission. We are teaching them how to utilize everything for Krishna. How to understand Krishna in everything. That is our mission. See Krishna in everything. Jomang pasati sarvatra. And everything is in Bhagavad Gita, I don't see it. Sarvam cha mai pathati, yomang pasyati sarvatra. Anyone who sees me everywhere, and sarvam cha mai pasyati, and everything in me, is perfect.
Sarvam cha
mai pasyati. Yomang mai pasyati. For me, they are thinking everything for me. The Jnani, they are thinking that why can I be implicated in these material things? And we say that there is nothing material. God tells everything is Krishna. Anyone who is engaged in devotional service, he is immediately promoted to the transcendental platform. Brahma. He becomes Brahma. Now, somebody may say, well, you see, he has got the same body, how he has become Brahma. And how Krishna says, yes, he has already become Brahma. How to adjust?
Like a flower.
Yeah, the same thing. Yeah. As soon as everything is understood in Krishna consciousness, that is the Brahma state. That is your heritage. Everything is created by Krishna, everything is meant for Krishna, everything should be engaged for Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. That is perfect. Somebody asked me why you have come to this country, and it is not your country. I have not come to your country, I have come to Krishna's country.
We are trespassing.
Yes. Why shall I come to your country? I have come to Krishna's country.
There are many imprisonments in Seattle. We have many universities. And I'd like to go there and try and see them, but sometimes I forget. I cannot remember the scriptures. So what would be the best clue to always see them?
Well, if you understand the philosophy without scripture, you can come here. I'll give so many examples.
It's getting worse in focus.
Hmm?
With it.
Hmm.
On it.
It'll get worse when you leave,
huh?
It'll get worse when you leave.
But I will just get better. I try to go out.
No, no.
You'll get that is not right. You'll not stay. But I'm not going out for this one. Don't misunderstand. My physician asked me that.
How do I
come to this? All right.